Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now. Welcome to On Wheels Now. It's your inside look at locomotives, words where racers, crews, just about anybody can come and talk about racing. It is a beautiful Tuesday night and a happy New Year's. It's officially 2024. I felt like 2023 flew by. Shit, I feel like the last 2 weeks flew by. Joining me tonight is the man on a mission, Mr. There you go. I don't know what just happened, but it clicked in my ear.
Sounds better.
There, much better to me. Joining us tonight is Mr. Gary Wyatt. How you doing, Gary?
What's happening?
Another lovely Tuesday evening.
That's right.
Staying busy?
Mm-hmm.
Are you actually back to work?
Yep. I actually work today.
He was working all weekend, though.
Uh-huh.
Barbecuing and...
I worked harder at home than I did working. That's okay, though.
Joining us on the other side of the table for the second week in a row, Mr. Don Zoll. How you doing, Don?
I'm good.
How's your New Year's?
Good.
We couldn't get enough of him last week.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we had a lot to talk about, and Don just kind of, right? We're trying to dig into who Don really is.
Yeah. Well, when the microphone gets in his face, it's just...
I'm about to say, before the show, after the show, and at the race car shop... We talk, mm-hmm.
Right?
And the damn camera gets turned on, and Don's like, "No, we're not talking today."
Right? I hate being interviewed.
Hey, but you're on a radio show to get interviewed.
I know.
This is your time to shine.
All right.
Gary always says he hates it, but I mean,
I do hate it.
He's been doing this for 12 years now, so
yeah, I think he likes it.
No, I don't like them damn cameras. I can tell you that.
I think to be honest. Social media is the way to go. Everybody can go to onwheelsnow.com and listen to us. Mm-hmm. A lot of people actually like seeing it. They like that podcast feel. I say we get rid of the desk and just have a bunch of couches like Lazy Boys.
That's already in the works. That's been in the works for 3 years, but I keep piling shit up in here. So
you're falling asleep on it. You're
fucking Lazy Boys. Just put a microphone off the side. That'd be the real podcast.
Yep.
How was your New Year's?
Great. Excellent.
You've seen enough of your family to be ready for them to go home?
Oh, yeah. Hell yes, I'm ready for them to go home.
I felt like I seen too much of Wyatt.
Uh-huh.
I felt like I was ready to go home. I seen him Monday on Christmas.
You can never get too much of Wyatt.
I
don't care what you say.
Seen him Christmas. That was Monday. I seen him Tuesday for the show. We went to dinner on like Thursday or Friday.
Thursday, yeah. Friday.
We were at the shop on like Wednesday or Thursday fixing shit.
You can never get too much of Wyatt.
Oh, yes, I can.
No,
no,
you
can.
No, you learn from Wyatt.
I learned that Wyatt's a pain in my ass.
Nope.
Well, where do you want to start the show tonight?
Wherever you want.
We want to talk about scheduling and
sure. Let's, yeah.
I did see a lot of all the West Coast tracks did release their schedule. I know Irwindale did.
Oh, I haven't seen none of the. I haven't seen none of their stuff. So
I made sure I
I'm
actually
not a social
notes.
Media guy. So
I'm a social media guy.
No, I am not a social media guy. So I haven't seen all their schedule.
Now Irwindale did release their 2024 NASCAR Championship schedule, which. They released like four different schedules, but it's the Night of Destruction schedule is one night or one schedule. Then they got the championship schedule, and then they got the All-Star Showdown released, and that is February 3rd, Saturday, which is the 2024 All-Star Showdown, which is a Spears SRL series and plus stunts and more.
That's a good race.
I feel like it always is. But I feel like there's a lot of carnage.
Yeah, I ran
some
three of those.
Some go really bad and some go really good.
That's the problem with Irwindale. You get in a wreck in a tour car, it's going to bend it. So
that's what we were talking about, I believe, on the last show, where we were talking about with Allison. Was it Mark? What were we talking about? every time you go there, you see really wadded up race car. As we talked about Dennis Arena, we watched Dennis hit the exit, and that car, the roof came back on the flatbed, and the car came back, and then the fuel cell came back, and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
That's an expensive night.
Yeah, but it is a fun track.
I know. We ran the, is it a third mile? The infield.
Yeah.
I know the truck series ran that, and I know Gary has love-hate with any track in California, it seems like.
Yeah, my boy Bill Black won that.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
And then Mark also won one down at Irwindale. Because they had the interview on the front stretch with Huddleston, and him and Huddleston go way back. We got the Night of Destruction, which I need to go down to a Night of Destruction down at Irwindale, like, soon. Because I went back in the day, and I loved it. So they have ARCA West is showing up for one of the Nights of Destruction, which is March 30th. And then they got May 25th, July 4th, which the ARCA West is also there. August 31st, which is a Pick Your Part Pro Late Model race also. And November 2nd. In the Night of Destruction, there's skid plates. There's the Crown Vic non-points race. I kind of want to go for that. Can I see some of these, the Crown Vic races? Out there, I seen them all over the West Coast. I see them all the time. It did it again.
Yeah, and they're complaining no sound.
Like no sound at all?
That's what they're saying. But we're going to fix that.
I did not just do this whole, I was moving along. So
they can probably hear off of On Wheels Now.
If you can't hear it, make sure you go to On Wheels Now. I will put it in the comments right now.
Yes.
See, I didn't see anybody say no sound. I got a text message that said no sound. But again, I'm reading everything, so hell if I know. Back to that. November 2nd is their final Night of Destruction race. Convicts, the Mayhem Machine. I don't even want to know what the Mayhem Machine is. We got the Trailer Demolition Derby. We got the Pick Your Part Burn Down. We got Figure Eight Racing and Tucker Tires, Enduros. Enduros is mini stocks, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't those the little mini stocks
they
run out there, like what they used for that soccer?
Yes.
Yeah.
We were down there for the soccer, weren't we?
Yes. Yep. With no lights.
Yeah. That was that.
Yep.
They turned down the lights and they couldn't get them turned back on quick enough.
Yeah. They were in Vegas and the lights went out one time. We were in the middle of our main event.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long was that? I feel like I remember.
That was in the 90s. They still had generators running.
I feel like I remember seeing a video, but
yeah.
I don't think it was Vegas.
It was Vegas. It shut down black. You can't see nothing.
That is a gut-wrenching feeling right there.
Yeah, that was no fun.
Do we have volume back?
I don't know.
No,
I haven't heard yet. I haven't seen. I'm watching.
I'll text my informant.
Yes. You better. She'll get your ass if you don't.
All right. And then we got Havasu already underway.
Yep.
Hold on. I'm trying to find the schedule. I'm all backwards now. They got their next race on January 13th at 2 p.m. I like those 2 p.m. starts. I feel like they always end really.
They just had I believe it was the 30th race.
Yeah, December 30th.
Yes.
Then they got February 3rd, which is the Saturday before our first race in Blythe, which is February 4th. And then they got March 2nd, March 16th. March 30th and April 27th, which is their Night of Destruction. I was trying to read. And when do we go in the trucks? Because it's not on the schedule.
The 16th. March 16th.
Yeah, it's not on the schedule, but we will be there.
Yes. He is going to update it, but he waits for a lot of updates instead of one.
I'm about to think, I didn't see it on there.
Yep, March 16th.
And
the trucks will be there.
We're going to talk about the truck series as we're here. We got February 4th for the first truck race in Blythe at Blythe Speedway. Then we got Havasu 95 Speedway on March 16th. We got April 20th and 21st back at Blythe Speedway. That is a Saturday-Sunday show. Speedway at Willow Springs on June 15th, July 3rd here in Vegas. A September 21st show at Vegas, which is still tentative, or?
Yeah, still tentative. I haven't heard.
It's going to be in that area.
Yep.
And then November 23rd, which will be our championship night at Blythe Speedway. Hopefully we have a 98 truck making an appearance every now and then.
Well, maybe he's busy. Uh-oh.
I'm reading. We still have no sound.
No. Well, I thought I fixed it. Let's see. Everything is on.
Hopefully we get this figured out. I thought we had it figured out, but I guess not. But you can still go to onwheelsnow.com and listen live as Gary twinkles with that. Are you ready yet? How's your gear looking?
Same as last time I was here. Don't know.
Busy.
I do see a lot of cars being built in the shop, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
Couple street stocks, which is always fun because I love street stocks.
Yeah, we're going to build probably 3 new Fords to start running street stocks.
Fords, you said?
Fords.
Yes, Fords.
I feel like number Mr. Wyatt over here had a couple hands in that.
Well, he brought it up first, and then I said I'm going to build one. He got mad.
We have volume.
We have volume.
Just so y'all know, we have volume. I don't know what he just did.
Nice.
But Stephen Irvine says, hello, fellas. Just as we have volume now.
Yeah,
for any of the show you missed, go to onwheelsnow.com and it'll be archived. As soon as our show's over, you can re-listen to the whole start of this show. Luckily, it was only 10 minutes of me blabbing on about nothing.
Uh-huh. Hopefully, we got it fixed now.
I got it on mine. You just heard that all of a sudden start screaming. So we have volume and we're good now.
That's right.
How are you,
Wyatt? And I fixed it all by myself. I did something right today.
Are you ready for this year yet? We are 1 month away.
No.
We are 1 month away from our first race.
I am not ready, but I promise you we will be ready for the first race. Promise you.
I might not have
a place to live next month, but I will be ready for next race. I promise you.
It's okay. Blythe Speedway has a nice trailer down there for you to stay in.
Two of them.
I feel like there's an extra office at the shop you could put a bed in.
Uh-huh. Right.
I think the dog bed might still be there.
Oh, there you go.
That's a real change.
I'll live up on the platform up there.
Oh, don't think I haven't already looked at how I can put a bathroom up there.
I feel like Don lives there. Every time I'm there, he's the first one there.
Yeah.
But it seems like every time I get there, you're leaving. So
yeah, just let that tell you.
Maybe it's just me.
Now, if it was the other way around and every time I got there and he left, you would say the exact same thing. What's that tell you?
Well, it's Christmas time and I have things to do. I still have kids and family.
I'm making a point here. I was there. It's because I didn't bring a race car to work.
Well, I'm there late and you ain't there at all.
I think it's because I'm bringing a personal car in there.
Yeah.
I'm not bringing a
race
car.
That's the only time you come to work. It's when you got to work on your stuff.
I tell you all the time. Let me know. Let me know when you're there. Let me know when you're there.
Tomorrow I'll be there. Bring them Rugrats because all the tires they stacked up right into my way. They're going to have to unstack and stack somewhere else.
Listen, as Arizona says hi, we worked on her car. Her dad was there doing some stuff, so.
Yep. He knocked a lot of it out.
Some of it.
Yep.
I removed a sticker. I mean, that helped a lot.
You helped him more than me.
I was there. Arizona can't go there because she has her nails done right now and doesn't want to mess them up.
Oh,
right.
Wow, the hell with those nails.
It was her birthday. Happy 22nd birthday to Arizona.
Yeah, just this past week.
Hopefully soon she'll come on the show and actually talk.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, darn.
Right?
You get her in front of the microphone and she's like, yeah. So she's always quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe she can hold the microphone to show them nails off.
Right.
That's the reason why she can't come to the shop and work on her car.
She's just sitting here like this the whole time.
She was there a lot when they were trying to get the motor in it. She was there. I give it to her. She was there working.
Again, never when I'm there. So
what's that tell you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. I don't like it.
That tells me you don't show up.
No.
Where's my invite from the hater?
She hates me. I don't hate her. She's the hater.
Hey, we're talking nothing but good. Don had your back just now.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yep.
Hey, we got 1 month and we'll get to see her.
Oh, yeah.
Because from what I'm told, she will be at the February 4th Blythe race. Her dad might be driving the car if she can't get off work. But
uh-huh.
Yeah, he said he couldn't fit in. I watched him get in.
He drove in and out of that shop a few times. He fits perfectly fine.
Uh-huh.
He was, he goes, I don't have a fire suit available. I was like, I got one.
Uh-huh.
It's a big, I'm tall, you're a little shorter, but it will fit, trust me.
You look like, you have to roll him up like a 50s dude.
Uh-huh. Roll the bottom up, you're good.
Yeah. 4 miles up.
Hey. If Donnie wants to race and he needs a fire suit, I would get him a fire suit.
Mm-hmm.
We have things available.
We don't want to scratch Arizona's nails, so even with the gloves on.
Right?
She got poked through the bottom. Oh, they look pretty pointy. I don't know if Donnie showed you the picture. They're like,
they'll probably fight if she had to get out of the car.
I think
she enjoys it.
I don't know. They're black and like really pointy, and I'm like, no, those look dangerous.
Right.
But other than that, I'm ready to go back to Blythe as soon as the trucks are.
Oh, yeah. The trucks will be there.
I don't know. He keeps looking at Don every time I mention the truck. Like,
no. Hey. I see
Don doing a lot of things at the shop.
The trucks will be there.
I'm going to take a slow truck.
What, the 98?
No.
Because you said the 65 is the fast one.
No, you said that was the slow one.
No, he said the 65 was on rails.
You know, we haven't even unloaded that 98.
I know. I think that's one under the cover, right?
Uh-huh.
It's
still broken.
So when you come to the shop tomorrow and bring them Rugrats, then you got something to do.
Yeah, we need to turn around the parts, though.
Uh-huh. See?
Yeah.
So what time are you coming to the shop tomorrow?
Whenever I get off work. Hey, Donnie's watching now. See, when we're not talking about Donnie, he's here. But when we talk about Donnie, he just randomly shows up later. Arizona probably called him. They're talking about you.
Arizona said she's dying to go back to Blythe.
That's good.
Hopefully we get that car 100% and she'll go back and...
Oh, that car can race, not... the way I like to see it, but that's okay.
Donnie's got a lot of hammers to, a lot of door panels to hammer.
Uh-huh. No,
they were not from Blythe.
That's
we don't race like that in Blythe.
She got a fender bent there.
She got a, it was already ding danged up, so
she
got, can't blame it on
she
that.
She got second, so nobody cares about the fender.
Yeah, she's going to go back and shoot for second.
That's right.
She finished the year in second. Now she got to go shoot for second or a win next race.
Like I told Donnie, I said, I don't know about you, but that fender was rubbing pretty hard when you were in the car.
Well,
we had a little too much left sideways at that moment.
When Donnie gets done with it and you coach him, that fender's going to have no worries about rubbing any tire.
When I coach him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I keep hearing they're going to build a second car, and we're going to have a father and a daughter.
Huh?
That's what I want to see. Donnie can have the old beat-up car, and Arizona can have the new car.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Other than that, are you going to be traveling at all this year, or are you pretty busy
I'm sure I'll be on all the truck races.
He's going to be traveling to Blythe, I can tell you that.
I meant your own car. You have any plans to get your own car out there?
We don't have a car.
I got five cars I need to bring down.
I was about to say.
I haven't even got my cars here yet.
I
so.
Keep hearing there's cars down in Phoenix. So.
There is. There's a bunch of them.
Well, just remember, I know the feeling. My cars are always last.
Right.
From what I hear, your 65 got a new motor put in it. I was not aware of that.
No.
You're a farmer.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Where have you been? What island have you been on?
What island?
It's only sat in the shop for a month and a half.
They said I have to start in the Bombers again because I walled the truck. So I got to start in Bombers and work my way back to a truck.
Might as well put it in a fast car.
That car was fast. All I know is I drove that car in Vegas, and I think I finished sixth. And that was with the new factory stock Outlaw Nostalgia, whatever it was.
Yeah.
All I know.
Get them, Arizona. Get him.
I'm never there when you're there. I mean.
Get him, Arizona.
Lord.
Tell him.
Lord.
Because he don't listen to me.
Arizona, I'll be there tomorrow. Just so y'all know. I was already roped into that. Well, the kids were roped into that. That means I could drop the kids off and run?
That's right.
I thought you could run to go get us a pizza.
Or two.
I'll be hungry by then.
Oh,
she said I'll be there tomorrow. Pull up.
Yeah.
Now we need to get Stephen Irvine down to run Blythe. Because I think his car will do pretty good in Blythe.
What's he run?
The 129 Bomber. It's a car that he built back in 2000 years ago.
Somewhere in there.
And it's been tossed around using a boat race once or twice.
Nice.
You know, he's trying to run it down in Vegas, and it's just not.
Huh.
He's got a lot of heart, and he was in here one night with his mom doing an interview with us, and he has a lot of heart, and he loves racing, him and his dad, and they try to do everything themselves, and this is just, they're just starting out racing. And I told him, I was like, you need to get down here to Blythe, because down in Blythe, it's a lot different than Vegas.
If you're going to learn to drive and you're training a kid or working with somebody, Blythe is a track to train.
And he comes out of Utah. So, I mean, either way, he's traveling somewhere, you know, to run. Oh, we got Chris Venhurst on here now. And Sean Earl.
And look at what Lauren said.
The Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Give the Mountain Dew.
Got the Mountain Dew.
That's right. We give the Rugrats anything they want.
Lord. Arizona wants to have a show with Steven down here together.
We can't even get Arizona to come in by herself. What the hell is she going to have somebody else with her?
Hey, she'll be at the shop tomorrow. You can talk about it then.
Okay.
She told me to pull up. All right. Yep. I'm ready for Blythe.
I'm ready for the...
Apparently you're not.
I'm ready for the 70 lapper.
Oh, yes.
That was going to be a good run, good race.
So,
okay.
Are we releasing rules soon for that?
Actually, keep watching the website. I did email the web lady, and they should be going up.
Because I know I got a couple questions about it, and I was I always tag you in the whenever somebody says something on Facebook. I'm like, I don't know anything yet. I don't want to send out the wrong info. I do know it's any 970 tire.
American Racer. Blythe Speedway does not sell Hoosiers,
but
so
you will have
American Racer for sale. Yes.
Okay, that's all I know for
sure.
They
will be available. It is 70 laps, $1,500 to win.
I'm going to start giving all Don's information. Do they call this guy? He knows what to use.
I have a lot of guys already calling me, so.
Well, hopefully we get a lot of guys out there. I want to see that street stock class take off. I love the street stock.
Hold on. Hold that thought for 1 second. Arizona, next week, right here in studio.
She'll have to work.
She just said, where's my invite? And I just invited her right now.
You're on the spot.
That's right. So call your boss right now and get the day off. Or out early, whichever comes first. So now back to your street stocks.
I'm ready to see street stocks take off somewhere. I
yes.
like the big shows because you get a lot of street stocks, and I feel like that is kind of where racing began, like the older cars and a lot of more fun drive. Are they not a lot of fun to drive?
They're a lot of fun to drive.
Are they better? Do you think they're more fun than the late models? Give or take?
Definitely cheaper. The late models are fun. It's very hard to be competitive. You got to know a lot of stuff, buy a lot of equipment to be competitive. Street stocks, not so much. You got to know stuff for sure, but the street stocks are just awesome cars there.
And I feel like no matter where we go, I've always seen really good races. Like we were talking about the Orange Show, that last Orange Show, the big race.
Yeah.
Ryan Daniel and Kyle Jack put on a hell of a show.
Yeah.
And I felt like they both respected each other. You know, I felt like it was.
Yeah, and it's the same.
I feel like it's a good.
It's the same way at Havasu when they put on their big show. It's
yeah.
it's a lot of fast cars.
Yep.
And it's a tough track too. I mean, that track you can blow the corner on entry and the whole corner shot. But
yeah. I feel like you could do that on Blight too.
yeah.
Or the straightaway, whichever.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is no straightaway.
Okay, the front stretch.
Everybody told me when they got there, they're like, I feel like I'm constantly turning. I was like, oh, but the three and four over there, it's a corner, but it's like two corners.
Right.
I was like, because you feel like you go into the corner, straighten out, and then go back into it. It doesn't feel like, I mean, I haven't made many laps around there, but I feel like that corner is.
I've seen you make like 20 laps, 30 laps in a rental car.
And you notice he's never brought it back yet.
Right? Well, at that point, I was like, I'm spending a lot of money on these rental cars.
No, you know, it's fun because, like, Orange Show, you can just cruise at Orange Show and then come at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I feel Havasu's kind of the same way, but I think Blythe, you're up on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not willing to turn right coming up off, then I don't know what to say because that's how you have to do it there.
And I feel like Dylan Reinke was the perfect example of that because the way he drives that track, it just seems like he's constantly attacking.
Yeah.
And I feel like some of the other guys are like still trying to figure it out. And
yeah.
Andrew Anderson came on late in the year and he was getting a lot faster.
Yeah.
I felt like it wore Eric out. I felt like by like mid race, Eric was like, "Nope, we're done."
Yeah,
he would turn really good laps, and then just start falling off.
Yeah, that's the 9 car, right?
No, the 9 is Andrew Anderson. The 10,
Andrew?
Arlie's car.
Oh, Arlie's.
Dylan's
yeah. Yeah, I was talking with both those guys, and the 9 car out of Havasu.
Mm-hmm. Andrew.
And I was telling him how I get around it. So he was trying it, and he's like, I'm too scared.
Yeah.
I'm too scared to do what you do. And he finally did it, like, on the last three laps. He caught Dylan twice. Oh, and he's like, and then I get nervous up there, and I didn't want to do it. So.
And with Andrew, he's trying to do both tracks. And he was really good last year. He was running Havasu and running Blythe and trying to make every race possible. I think the only race he missed at Blythe last year was his anniversary.
Yes.
I think it was the only time he called and was like, I can't make it this week.
Super nice guy.
He is.
You know, and he comes down by himself, and, you know, of course, when I see somebody by themselves, I always offer if you ever need something. So,
and I do know his dad also has a Crown Vic that he runs down in Havasu.
Oh.
So I would like for both of them, but I know last time I talked to Andrew, he said they only had one trailer because they're out of Havasu, so it's easier for them to do that. Then I said, I think I know a guy that might have a couple extra if you ever need one. I think
there's always one at the track.
I think I know a guy.
There's always one at the track. Just come get it.
Right. He's always willing to help Bryce Speedway. Trust me.
Whatever it takes.
Well, that's what we need. You know, we got a lot of tracks shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
We need to back all these tracks and get more people involved. And, you know, and let's not talk bad about them. Let's just go race. And, you know, it's the same for everybody. If your car don't work there, then go home and do some work. Don't complain. The track has no grip or... You know, you can go anywhere and not have grip. I ran Vegas several years ago, and we ran 30 miles an hour in late models because the track was junk. I mean, you just couldn't go any faster.
And I got called out for track bashing, and it was against the bullring. I have never said one bad word ever about the bullring.
Right.
I said I might criticize like a certain one or two things, but I'll never put down the Bourne. That is my hometown track. That is the track I grew up at.
Right.
And every race, I'm not at Blythe Speedway. I am at the Boring.
Right.
If it's helping you out that one night or just going out there with my brother when my brother was on the street stock. So I was like, it is what it is. I'm like.
Well, that's how we met you guys. I'm coming down from Phoenix and you were parked next to us. That's how we all started talking.
Well, Don Geary always, he would always talk to my brother. And then all of a sudden you popped up and then everything to know you. And I was like, I heard your name 1,000,000,000 times before and other things, but it is what it is.
And it was all good stuff. Yeah.
Mostly, it really was. Everybody I've talked to, this, I said Don Zoll to, they're like, oh, I know that guy. He's a pretty cool guy. Now, if I talk about Gary Wyatt, it's completely opposite.
That's because they couldn't beat me. That's why they...
No, we just need to keep helping each other
keep
in all these
on
tracks.
The comments.
They're going too fast for me.
I don't think I'm trying to talk. And...
Yeah, there's a lot of good drivers, though, nowadays, especially... Street stocks and bombers. I mean, there's some good bomber drivers that just can't afford to move up. In every class, there's good drivers.
And like I said, the Jacks brothers, we talked about that last week. I have a lot of respect for Kyle Jacks. And it started out the first time he was in a, or the first year he was in a bomber. And I watched him and Aaron McMorrin racing door to door. And he could have used the lap car as a pick and pushed Aaron up into him and took the lead. But he literally, he was coming down the front stretch and there was a slower car to the high side. And he went down the track and let Aaron McMorrin go with them just so they can continue to race. And I was like, right then and there, I gained respect because he could have been a dick and been like, nope, use a pick.
Right.
And I was like, a lot of guys would have done that, but he didn't. And I respect that. And seeing what he's doing in the modifieds and in the street stocks, I respect that. So.
Yeah.
And I don't have a good track record with them, and I'm not against talking good about people when they deserve it. And.
Yeah, I didn't know the Jacks brothers at all. You know, like I said, I ran with Ronnie, and we were at Havasu, and Smotherman told me who he was, so he's the one who introduced me to him, and I never knew. You know, like I said, I'm running with grandkids and kids.
I think we talked about that last week.
So that's pretty cool, though.
See, I'm not that age yet where I'm not seeing any of the kids.
It'll happen.
You're still one of the kids,
right?
But like I said, I grew up in Vegas, so growing up, I knew a lot of the guys. Like I had been watching them for years racing,
right?
Because every Saturday night, me and my dad were there before racing was even an option to go do.
Right.
And I loved it, and I'll never bash Vegas,
right?
And then they came up to me and said, you were bashing us on Facebook. I was like, the hell I was.
Yeah.
I was like, I might have said a car count was a lot better this year because we did things different back then.
Right.
But I was like, I'll never straight up say, hey, F this place. I'm never going back.
Right.
We just need to make it simple. That more than once.
We just need to make racing simple and competitive, you know, without spending more and more money. Yeah. Then we'll be good, you know.
And
get everybody on board.
That's what I like so far about Blythe. The factory stock division is pretty much that.
Yes.
And I feel like all the guys that have showed up have the chance to win.
I don't feel like
Dylan dominated and Dylan won, what, 6 or 7 races last year? I think 6 or 7.
Yes.
Yeah, he won all those races, but it wasn't like he was 10 seconds ahead of everybody.
Right.
Derek King got faster and faster every race last year.
Dylan figured the track out away, and he's real smooth. I mean... That's a good combination, you know, and he's just real smooth, consistent, and that's what it takes in a bomber to win.
I feel like anybody could have won. And then Chris Venhurst, if he can actually finish a race. Sorry, Chris.
You couldn't give him a trophy, and you can't see a checkered flag last year.
Every time I've watched him race, he broke. So
he's been fast every time and up on the wheel and just – bad luck every time.
And he definitely probably would have won the finale last year. But
And he has one of the nicest cars. Yeah. He puts a lot of pride in his race cars, I believe, and we'll see how he does next year.
I don't know. I'm beginning to see a lot of him and Mark Barth on TikTok bashing each other and talking crap on TikTok. And
I know they're good buddies.
I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
All I know is Mark can finish a race. And
a beat-up Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
He still made it look good.
He did a good job. He ran second, and then he got taken out. But You know, he'll be back next year too, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, maybe he'll have that $1,500 to win.
Hopefully. Never know. I mean, you never know.
I would like to see the 98 card go out and try to win, but I mean.
Well, I'd have to make a long trip to go get that one.
Right after the show.
I'm just telling you. And it was funny because everybody would walk up to the gate, all the guys that were the first ones that get in there, like the first time being there. And they're like, who do we watch? Who do we watch around here?
Yeah.
And I would see you sitting in lineup. I said, stand right there. And when he goes out there, watch what he does. I said, if you want to see a fast line, that's him. And a couple of truck guys walked up to me, and I was like, I pointed at David Levitt. I was like, he figured it out. I mean, David is.
Yeah, I try to change my line when I know there's a fast truck behind me or a car. I change my line, but no, I'll tell him every time. That's. You know,
and David, like I said, put on a hell of a show. So, and whenever somebody walks up, I'm like, just watch them.
Right.
I don't know the track like Vegas. I can give you a hint of what I used to do or what I know other guys used to do, like Aaron McMorrin. I used to follow Aaron McMorrin around there all the time
because
Aaron is one of the fast guys out there.
Right.
Whenever he drove, so I always said follow him.
Right.
And that's what I did. And when I was in Pahrump, it was always follow Gary because. He was kicking our ass every week. That was another track. I hated that track, how it was ran sometimes, but I never bashed it because I was still racing there. I was still loving it.
Right.
I had other people telling me what to do out there, though. I was a hired hitman.
Yeah, we don't need to go there.
Like I said, I was out there, and I just so happened to beat the guy, and apparently he didn't like that the new guy beat him, and...
Well,
he tried to take me. The thing was, he tried to take me out in the pits after the race.
Right.
I said, if you want to square up, let's go on the front stretch. Let's give the fans a
just park in his parking stall and wait for him. What's the problem here?
That was when
that's
JJ,
the best thing to do.
JJ grabbed my arm and goes, "You're going to sit right here." And I hear Gary, I hear Wyatt standing behind me screaming, and I was like, "Okay."
Screaming?
You were yelling.
Screaming.
You were yelling very loudly.
And then 2 weeks later, the guy's car was in my driveway. I worked on it, and the very next race, he went and beat me.
Right, and that's awesome. That's when you're dedicated to helping people, no matter what. It doesn't matter if somebody outwheels me, then they outwheel me. So
I say one thing: I've known Gary for a lot of years, and I don't his sportsmanship. There's people out there that. If they walked up to me right now, I would turn away and walk away. And there's people I've heard bash him and talk down to him. But then they walk over to his pit and they're asking him questions anything that trying to get into his ear. And I'm like, I would have spit on that guy and walked away 10 years ago.
It's funny because my kid, he did the same thing. He was running Tucson. This kid dumped him and then wrecked him on the way off the track. So then my kid was mad because, like, I don't know, two races later, I ended up sponsoring him a street stock, that kid that did that. And my kid was like, oh, so everybody that wrecks me, you're going to give him a car? Well, no, because, you know, he was a good guy, you know, family guy, and bored to move up. I had a car, so I gave him the car. And he went race street stocks.
But just like he was saying, you know, they bash me behind my back. They, you know, whatever they say, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come to me and ask me this and ask me that. Mm-hmm. But what's it say about them?
Right.
You know, not me.
Right.
If I don't know what they're saying, it's none of my business. You know, like one particular time, I'm not going to mention no names. But
oh, I'm sorry.
No. No, and you know, I was racing a car out there, and actually it was a skid plate car, and they said, right in his ear's distance, Gary can't even get a car with four wheels around this track. How is he getting a... Meanwhile, I have wins, multiple wins, and so it don't matter to me.
Right.
And he says, how's he going to get a car with two wheels around this, right? And of course, he's seen flames coming out of his head, right? Then they go through the hamburger line to get a hamburger in my pits. I'm
right.
Like, here.
Right.
So to me, what's it say about them?
Yeah.
Not me.
Right.
Them.
Right.
And
you can have that everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't care what you run. We ran go-karts, and we've done it all.
And I stared at Gary. I'm like, I would punch him in the face. Like, I'm telling you, like.
Yeah.
I hate people that are two-faced. Mm-hmm. If I have something to tell you, I'm going to say it to your face. Like.
One thing I hate about racing is you go to a track and you're faster than the locals. They get mad, and, you know, obviously I had that played out on me, but I don't know. I just don't believe in that. I don't believe you race that way. If you can't beat me, go fix it.
I feel like Blythe had that happen last year.
The bad thing was is I was helping one of them go faster every week, and I wasn't lying to him. He was going to bring me his car and never did, but I helped him every week, and then he did that. So, yeah.
And
just racing.
Just like him. How many times have I said to Justin, you got to work on your shit if you want to go faster.
That's right.
It's not going to go faster sitting on the trailer.
That's right.
You got to work on it.
Well, I can tell you, I've been married. This is my third wife. So I've never quit racing because my race cars are still here.
And I'm starting to realize that might be the reason. I feel like I know the reason why there's been three wives.
Well, they never go away.
But I will admit, your wife now seems pretty cool with it.
Yes. Yeah.
I met her a few times.
She's a diehard.
I believe I met her at the banquet, and I met her once or twice at Blythe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a couple of your kids.
Yeah.
I feel like.
He's got a farm.
I was like.
You think you have a farm? He has
I have
farm.
Three. I have three.
So Gary met two more of them. So.
Well, I met Brandon. Yep. Was that one from last week? He was here.
Yeah, Robbie came out last week too. So,
and then
he can't keep all their names straight. There's too many.
I met your daughter down in Blythe, which I didn't know it was your daughter until the end of the night.
Is that right?
Because she was riding around with Arlie, and I was like,
yeah.
I was like, who is that?
That's her buddy.
And then the next thing I know, she was like,
only when he's in a golf cart.
Yeah.
I heard her say, "Dad, coming out of Mountain Dew," and I was like, that has to be Dawn.
Yeah, she's a good kid.
It's good to have family around racing, and
yeah,
I'm blessed right now. All three of my kids love going to the racetrack.
Yeah,
and now that Uncle Wyatt has a racetrack, they can they want to go down there every week, and I'm like,
right? They sure like playing in the race cars.
And they're climbing, and then I try to say, no, we're not getting in the car. Let them damn kids play.
Yeah. Okay. Well, wait a second. Hold on. Since you brought that up. If they don't play in the race cars, they're under your feet. So do you want them under your feet?
I'd rather them not be touching shit and break it.
What can they break that the next racer couldn't break?
Listen.
I'm listening.
Those cars haven't been redone and painted yet, so it's okay.
That's right.
New cars, not so much.
That's right.
I try to keep them out in the junkyard. I mean the parking lot.
They got plenty of them for complaining over there.
Mm-hmm. I tried to tell them the white car had a dead body in it, because they're like, why does it smell so bad in there? I was like, it's a dead body.
The white car?
The money. The one that the 11, the body of the 11.
Oh.
The primered one.
The primer.
Primer, whatever the hell car is. It's
white.
It's so dirty. You can't see the color.
Did you put something back there? I didn't see.
I keep telling him, Gary, I'm going to take that junk Camaro out back and put a motor in it and go win this 1500.
That white and red?
Yeah.
How did you guys even end up with that?
That's a beauty right there.
One of my coworkers. So one
I
of
need
my,
a tetanus shot to get 10 feet from it.
All I knew is one of my coworkers was telling me that her husband knew somebody that had a street stock, she called it a charger. And I was like, okay. And then I remember I told Gary about it, but he was like not interested, blah, blah, blah. And the next thing I know, I walked up to the shop, and the picture she sent me was the car sitting in his, like, it was sitting out here, wasn't it? Yeah, it was sitting out front. And I was like, how the hell did you end up with it? You said you weren't interested. He was like, Michael bought it.
Right.
I was like, oh, Lord.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, it's a really old school style car.
From what
right
I know, so the guy that his wife worked with me, it was Tony Taylor, who is with the Jack family, where they used to be. Hmm. He was an old guy. He always had the American flag bandana around his neck. I don't know if you remember.
No.
He was been out there forever. He drove a lifted truck with a bunch of stickers, an older truck with stickers everywhere on the truck. But that's who I found out about that car, and then it ended up at his shop, and it just sat there now.
It was going to be built for somebody to go race in the dirt, but Pahrump closed. So.
How long has that been?
What?
That car's been sitting.
Oh, that car's been sitting there for 6 years, probably.
Huh.
Speaking of old cars from Pahrump, coming home from Blythe the last race, I seen Jim Ward was towing his car back from Mojave.
Oh.
Well, the 28.
28, yeah.
So I don't know if Jim still drove it or not. I know he had his kids out there too, right? Because wasn't it like three or four? The old hair, white guy.
Yes. Yeah.
White
his son.
Guy.
His son.
Yeah.
And his brother and his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always passed a couple of them on my way home.
It's funny because I'm going out there and I'm heading like towards Mojave because you cut right through there. And I'm like, are we going to Blythe or the dirt track? Especially when you see the Camaros.
Right.
Hey, my sister Claire from Texas just checked in here.
Oh, yeah.
You better eat her cookies or I'm going to tell her that you're not eating her cookies.
I don't eat a lot of sweets. I got to keep my light figure here.
Uh-huh. You need left side weight.
Donnie Shea is kissing some butt right now. Donzel zips around Blythe like a madman.
Oh, man. And so is Lauren. Don't forget Lauren. She's over there.
When I got out of the truck.
No, Lauren loves all the kids.
I like
Don's daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, they.
I was like, she was out there trying to help us dig Kevin Trell's car out of the infield.
She likes going up in the spotter stand and talking with the girls up there. She really likes them all.
Uh-huh.
She's like, I get to touch this and they let me do that. And
every time my kids see Lauren, they take off running to her. I'm like,
that's awesome though.
Because Lauren and somebody else spoil them and give them whatever they want.
Right.
Sodas. Right. 9 o'clock in the morning yesterday, we were here for breakfast. My kid was like, can we have a soda? And I was like, no, not yet. Later.
I thought I'd go make friends with the food people. And bring you something back.
Yeah. So they say, can I have a soda? Stingy ass over here says no. So what I do? I give them both a soda. I tell them, go around the corner and drink it. Don't let it be seen. Don't get me in trouble.
And just so you know, I stood right behind him. And he said, and then he turns on and goes,
I have a feeling he don't care.
He tells them enough no at home.
That's right.
So when they go elsewhere, they should be able to do what they want.
Well, I think one of my kids has ADHD, and they said soda, the caffeine in soda is supposed to, like, be a neutralizer and make them calm down if they have caffeine.
And he don't want to give them a soda.
Does it work?
I don't know. I mean, the other day,
we could test that, dude.
Last Tuesday, he had a soda as we were sitting there. As we did the show, I walked in and he's just sitting at his iPad like this, just staring. I'm like, maybe it works. I don't know.
I got to go buy a 12-pack of Mountain Dew and have it here. So when
Arizona,
I come.
Arizona just said 100% true. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think my kid just doesn't know how to sit still for 5 minutes. I got one kid that's completely relaxed and he's just chill. And
he's living life, man.
That's right. You better start now.
His freaking metabolism, we can't get him to gain weight.
Right.
He can eat, and never gain weight. My other kid just keeps getting pulpier.
Yeah, that's okay.
That kid ate more than I did for breakfast yesterday.
Yeah. Why he goes, I'm turning off the grill. Who wants more food? Think one of the adults is going to say it. He's like, me. I'll take two more French toasts and two more bullseyes.
I've been there.
I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He's a grown boy.
Yeah.
Let him grow. So when Daddy buys him a bandolero, he has some weight in
him. I keep getting told Uncle Wyatt's going to buy a bandolero.
Let me guess, the five-year-olds are telling you that, right?
You know, the bandoleros are cool, but, man, I hated working on them because they're so small.
It was funny because...
And I don't fit too good in them.
I walked away from... I said I was walking away from racing. I wasn't going to help. I was just going to go out there and watch for a couple of years and just... be of my kids.
Tell me how that worked out for you.
And my brother bought my niece a bandolero. And who was the first one out there at the track every weekend? Mm-hmm. Me.
Yep.
Who towed it to the track? Me.
I'll be the first one to say I'm pretty stupid because I keep buying cars and building cars. And
How much was it? $100? 20? No, I think it was $100. That that kid was having problems, having trouble, having problems getting it up to speed,
mm-hmm.
right? So Vigeri brings the car to the shop, right? And he's sitting there, how old is she, eight?
Eight.
She was 8 years old, and he talking shit to the eight-year-old, right? So he told her, if you break a certain amount of time, then I'll give you $100.
Nice.
Right? So after it left the shop, she broke that time, he said, by like 0.002 or something.
Right.
Right? And I said, you're going to pay the kid because you told her
right.
that's what you're going to do.
Right.
And I have a video of her, of him paying her.
That's cool.
And the thing with that is when he was on the spotter, when he was spotting for her and talking to her, she always would slow down.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was just because dad's out there and dad's like trying to be like, tell you what to do.
Right.
His uncle Justin jumped on the radio and that was the night she went, she broke, got her fast time and she qualified second.
Yeah. I had to learn that the hard way too with my kid. I had to get off the radio.
Exactly.
And I had to put my buddy on the radio with them
and
they respond better.
Right. But let's clear something up here. It's the daughter or son
mm-hmm.
listening to daddy.
Right.
You know,
right.
which it's not like me talking to you or me talking to Justin. It's a,
right.
it's, you know, you hear it all the time, but then when somebody else is on the radio,
yeah.
it sounds, you know, as the driver, the daughter or son don't
right.
have to listen to daddy.
Right. No, I don't listen to nobody really. I still don't think.
But one time I spotted for you, I barely said a word.
I don't think you need a radio to race. You know, for guys to complain, oh, it was my spotter. No, it was you. In a late model, I get it. In a street stock, I don't get it.
Yeah.
You should be able to know where you're at. I mean.
And I never had a spotter in the factory stocks ever.
Yeah.
In all the years of racing those, I never had a spotter. And now
yeah.
it's mandatory, or it's, I don't know if it's mandatory, but it's optional for them to have them in the bull ring.
Huh.
And I'm like, I ran for years.
Actually, I think I heard this year they took that rule out.
Because, I mean, if you can't look in your mirror and see, hey, somebody's right,
right.
there, you either need to adjust your mirror or...
That's how I get my daughter to do it, and she's young.
And I think it has
she's
a lot...
She's pretty good, but...
And I think it has a lot to do with who your spotter is. If it's a newer driver, it
sure.
can't be mom or dad.
Sure.
It has to be somebody
else. Even
else.
Tucson and the Bandoleros now, they didn't do it, but now they're... Like the first three races, you can be on radios with your kid. And I believe in that because
these
are eight-year-old
yeah.
kids, and they're flying. And if they're not communicating, you know,
yeah.
I just think it helps, and I think it's worth it.
Yeah, Boring says no two-way radios in the rules.
Yeah. I think they took that out for this year.
Yeah.
And like I said, like with my brother, when I got on the radio with my niece, I felt like she just drove better because she was calmer.
Yeah.
It wasn't, hey, dad's up there telling me what to
right.
do.
Right.
And I helped a few people out back in the day. Like, do you remember Kayla Bronson?
Yep.
Ran the 43. I was in the car behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, her dad was trying to tell her what to do. And I was like, he's not on the track right now with you.
Right.
I said, get behind me and go. And
right.
follow, see what I do. Because we both have the same cars. I didn't know everything, but I knew enough. I'd been there a few years. And she ended up going to win the heat race, her first ever win. And
right.
she was like, all I did was listen to you. I'm like, that's all you have to do sometimes. Like,
yeah.
it's easy for people up in the
stands. Who spotted for me? I didn't win.
Listen.
Dang it, man.
I walked up to your car, and there was your springs were over there. Your shocks were over there. Your carburetor was being ripped off. I'm like, I'm going to let you do you.
Right.
I didn't really know you at that point.
Right.
I think I met you maybe one time.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's how we go racing, though.
I cuss too much on over the radio.
Certified potty mouth and a certified hater. She's getting all kinds of certified tonight.
When I went racing with Gary, first time, I'm like, where's your spare parts? He's like, I don't bring none.
Yes.
I said, what?
Yes.
I said, we're going to change that. And I put shocks out, springs out.
He just don't understand.
Yep.
See, we need to be like, my boss does drag racing, and he has his toolbox and everything at the shop.
Right.
He has a brand new toolbox in that trailer, too. Everything he has out in the shop, any spare parts, he has a second one in the trailer.
Right.
And I'm like, I need that life. I remember running to AutoZone so many times. back when I we were racing bombers in Vegas. I was like, there's an AutoZone right down the street.
Right.
And luckily with the bombers.
The reason it's open is because of the bombers out there.
Yeah. Most of the bombers, they're OEM parts. So go to AutoZone, they don't have them.
They used to have a bunch of parts trucks that would go to every track, but I haven't seen them guys in a long time.
You know,
now if somebody shows up, it's three times the price because that's what they can get from you right there. And that's, you know, that's gouging people and instead of just making a little profit, which I get, they got to drive out and do all that. But, you know, when you're buying something small and it's $50
and that's what
a $10 piece. That's
I always knew where the 24 hour AutoZone was too. One on Nellis, about 24 hours.
All right. I'm curious to see if anybody worked on their cars over the winter.
And
see if they made them look better.
I know the double zero will look a lot better when when she comes back.
I'll guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Even Steven said I missed two drivers meeting to go run and get parts. It happens. I mean,
I can usually bring all the parts I think I'm going to need.
I broke a radiator.
I bring all the parts I think I'm going to need.
You bring nothing.
I popped a radiator one night, and luckily AutoZone right down the street had one.
Nice.
It only lasted like two races because it was a real cheap one, and it's the only one they had in stock, but I made that race. That's all that mattered.
Right.
I was like, I'm going to put every effort possible to get there, but we going to figure it out.
Yeah, when I had my big enclosed, I had tons of extra parts.
I think
all new stuff.
I think the late model truck series needs to buy a big toter home, and
that's what I think.
at least three cars in that, and three trucks in that trailer.
Whoa, man!
Right.
I know who's going to be in charge of that trailer.
Yeah,
Justin.
I'll make sure there's parts in it. You can buy it. I'll make sure all the shit's in there.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Glad this show is archived.
I think the truck series is going to be a good season, too. I think there's going to be some good racing this year. Hopefully, there's some new guys that are going to run with us, and there's a truck in California for rent, and we're going to start renting some trucks also. So,
I hope, because unfortunately, I got drug into the truck series.
So remember,
I'm a lifer now.
Tomorrow, when we get off work, we're going to unload that 98 truck.
We still got the 9 truck to unload.
We got to work on the 4 truck. Hey, it's a month before the race. Before
we'll get that shit going.
What do you want me to do? Stop the show and go right now?
Yes, let's go.
All right.
Bring
two
the
more minutes.
Bring the ribs.
Nope.
We need food first.
Nope. Then we're only for home.
Bring the cookies, too.
Okay.
Now, well,
the cookies are right there. You better start eating them. I'm telling my sister you didn't eat them.
There's a cookies still sitting there.
Uh-huh.
Right. I'm eating all the peanut butter fudge.
Uh-huh. That's your mom's?
Not the ones in there. The ones at her house, yes.
She probably has them hidden.
No, they're sitting on the counter, but they're all taped up.
Right. So back to racing.
Yes.
We got 2 minutes left.
We got 2 minutes.
This show flew by.
So if you want to rent a truck, give Gary a call. These trucks have been gone through. They're going to be nice trucks. I can guarantee you, I think you can win in any of these trucks.
I'll give you my phone number. Let me remember. 702-546-5687.
Yeah, and I will be there to help, but you're gonna have to work on it yourself, and I'll tell you and help you when I'm at the track.
Don will just do a good job telling you what to do.
Yeah.
He knows his shit, trust
me. If I have time, I'll wrench on it. But, no, it's a new program this year, and there should be some fast trucks, so it'll be competitive.
Always working on new things.
I'm cool with that.
So the more you hang out at the shop, the more you'll learn.
I learned enough. I'm going to hold you to that, Arizona.
I'm going to hold her to that, too.
All right.
I'll be there about 4:35 o'clock. Yeah, I'll be there a little bit earlier. No, he won't. Yes, I will. I've got 87 other things up here. All right. I'm going to show. Thanks for listening. See you guys all next week. Arizona will be here next week in studio. Thanks for listening.